This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, he's one of our regular contributors, has been for umpteen years. He is our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical. ASC certified technician Mark Evans used to work for Motor Trend and now is looking for a job out there. We've got the guy who's got his own shop and his own job, Mark Evans, for the entire hour. And what does that mean? It means a great opportunity for you folks, all you folks on the other side of the radio, to call in to us. Call in to Alex at our toll-free line, which is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer, you can shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Again, like last week, I'm having a little bit of vocal trouble here in this particular hour, but hopefully as the hour goes on, it's going to get better. But in the meantime, let's welcome the man himself, ASC certified technician, field producer for the show, sometimes fill-in host for the show, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. Hey, happy Auto World Sunday to you and our listeners. Good to be back. Good to be with you. Hey, the old guy here on the block, huh?
Well, you're a youngster. I mean, don't forget, what do they say? Today they have all those sayings like 60's the new 40 and 80's the new 60. So you're just a young lad.
The best way to do that is, you know, we can turn us 60-year-olds into a young guy again just by what we want to drive. Just go out and sign that paper and get a brand new Camaro or something in the driveway and act 30 again.
Yeah, well, that's always a good thing. And they always kind of make jokes about, you know, midlife. I mean, it's hard to kind of, you could get into an argument with somebody as to what actually is midlife, but let's say people in their 40s, 50s, and even 60s sometimes consider themselves in midlife, and a lot of those folks do go and buy themselves a reward car, is what the auction companies like to term it. You know, they've worked their whole life, they've perhaps put their kids through school, and now they've got a little bit of extra money tucked away, and so they reward themselves, whether it be a classic vehicle bought at Meekum or Barrett Jackson, or whether it's a brand new vehicle. And talk about the heyday of the modern day muscle car. 2019-2020, we are in the midst of what can only be called an unbelievable time in the automotive world. So, Mark, if you were going to have yourself a midlife crisis, which one would you swing towards? Would you go back and buy something from the past, or would you slide into one of the new variants?
You know, I don't know if it's midlife crisis is the word, Bob. I think it's because once we get old, the insurance rate's so low we can afford to insure it.
That's true too. Yeah, that's very true.
Every time we, back in the day, you know, as young kids, we sell those Corvettes, you know, and when we were 20 years old and 30 years old and all that. And what did you see driving the Corvettes? Those old gray-haired guys, you know, which is us now today. So, but, I think I'm lucky, Bob. I still have my first car, of course, and I've got a couple others that I've collected over the years. Still have them and all, and so I'm lucky there. Where I've got the old vintage antique and the muscle car and all. So I think, truthfully, I'm really warming up. And the first time in my history I could say this, I actually could order a Corvette the new Corvette now, and never get that order filled because, you know, there isn't any available to get. So, I think this Corvette word that's going on, this mid-engine, this brand new mid-engine Corvette now in 2020 is out, and all, I really do believe that should be up on the shelf in my garage.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mark. So, you know, keep playing those lottery tickets or whatever you need to do. I hope you get yourself a new Corvette. I, too, am very, very, very much in love with the 2020 Corvette. I did not attend the ceremony, which was quite a huge event held out in California. A lot of my journalist friends did the trip. It was a really fast trip. They flew out there in the same day as the evening event, and then he stayed overnight in a hotel, and then he flew back. So it was just a really quickie, but they did it up big time, and we're going to definitely spend some time in this hour here talking about the 2020 Corvette. Next week at this very same time, Kevin Kelly from Chevrolet will be joining us to talk officially about the Corvette, but it's a vehicle that many of us had some nerves about. Lots of us, including myself, lots of people expected that price sticker to go up significantly with the mid-engine redesign, but a good guy that he is, Mark Rouse, the president of Ford, president of GM. His dad was also president of GM many, many years ago, Lloyd Rouse, and he said the base Corvette will come in at under $60,000. And then you see a few asterisks, like, for example, in order to do the 0 to 60 run in under 3 seconds, it must be equipped with the Z51 performance package. And then you'll see another asterisk, and it must be equipped with the custom exhaust, which allows you to tune your exhaust in about 5 or 6 different ways, everything from full-on racetrack mode. They even have a mode called Stealth, Mark. So so that's kind of cool. But yeah, what a huge success it has been. Everybody's talking about it. And did you happen to look at the unveiling of it, either live or on tape later on?
Yeah, I did. And in fact, I want to thank all the friends on Facebook. Bob, you know, you and I, we've got thousands of friends on Facebook, and they're all media folks and car people. And my goodness, I just opened my Facebook pages and just sit there and look at all the photos and pictures and movies and everything that all the media folks that were there, shared with everybody, their friends on Facebook. But yeah, you can go online and see it too. But yeah, absolutely. And I think that the thing that I could afford is probably just, I would love to have the Corvette luggage. I can afford the luggage, Bob.
I can understand that.
Yeah, we need to rant and rave about the Corvette. I'm sure our listeners have got some rant and raves about it. One thing that kind of we could talk out loud, I'll kind of put the words out there and then let you see what you believe on this, is like you said, the magic numbers were right at 60,000. But yet, if we go to the dealership when it's available, it's not going to be 60,000. It'll be what, 90 to 100 and over?
Yeah, it's no doubt going to have a very long option list. And, of course, there will be, they've already showed it, a convertible version, which is equally drop-dead gorgeous. That's going to be coming a few months after the removable roof, the Targa roof coupe. But when we come back on the other side, lots more about the 2020 Corvette. It has really caught the automotive world on fire. And wait for the enthusiast publications, Motor Trend, Car and Driver, Road and Track, Automobile Magazine, your favorite online destination. Wait till they start running comparison tests, because the 2019 one is no slouch either.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. We've got Mark Evans with us, and we're talking about the story that everybody's talking about, and that's the 2020 mid-engine Corvette. For over 50 years, Chevrolet teased us with various incarnations of concept cars that were mid-engine, but it wasn't until just last week that the wraps came off the upcoming 2020 model. I've been told they will be, they're available for order right now, and they will be rolling on the highways and byways of North America sometime before the year is out. And Mark brought up a good question about the $60,000 price and how many are actually going to be sold at that price point. And it's a very good one, Mark. I think there will be some. There will be some folks who will. I know a woman who bought a seven-generation Corvette, and I was very surprised. You know, it comes in different trim levels, like four different trim levels, and I was very surprised. I said, did you get trim level number two, or did you get trim number four? And she said to me, no, I got trim level number one. So in other words, the standard equipment. So there are some people out there that will take advantage of that $60,000 price, but there's also going to be a lot of box checkers who are going to go for those options. And I can definitely see this car, especially when it's unveiled down the road in some sort of high-performance variant, whether we'll see a Z06 variant of this or an eventually a ZR1 variant. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, one of the reasons, one of the main reasons why Chevrolet developed this mid-engine Corvette is the seventh generation, the last of the front engine rear drive cars was just too good. They could not get it to do any better in 0 to 60 times or in lateral acceleration times. They had maxed it out. And of course, in ZR1 trim, that Corvette puts out more than 750 horsepower. And there's one in my neighborhood here, Mark. And
every now and
then I have to. It's orange, yes. The gentleman, I don't know his name, and he owns a brand new Silverado as well, and he owns some sort of purple Restomod. He's got one of those lifts within his garage. He has a two-car garage. He uses one side for his tools and stuff. The other side is home for the Corvette down below and the Restomod on a lift up above. So anytime I'm motoring out of my neighborhood complex here, it's always a pleasure to be behind that ZR1. It was named Road and Tracks Performance Car of the Year for 2019, and it will do 0 to 60 in the twos, just like in a mid-engine Corvette. But they had just pushed the envelope so far, Mark, that just for bragging rights, to go up against the Europeans, to have a sales presence in other parts of the world, and that's one thing that this Corvette is going to have right from the get-go. It's going to be available in both left and right-hand drive. That's something we've never seen before. And so in order to compete against, you know, its main competitors in the mid-engine world, Ferrari's 458, which is knocking on the door of 300,000, and you've got the Lamborghini Huracan, and you've got the its sibling, the Audi R8. Both of those vehicles, the R8 has now crept up to about 150 or so in 8-cylinder form, more in 10-cylinder form. But it's still going to be a performance bargain. But what do you think about that fact that engineering-wise, they had taken it to the ultimate place they could take it? They could go nowhere further. That's why they had to go to this mid-engine.
Well, I think it's awesome. It's great that they're keeping that the Corvette model alive. But at the same time, too, they, you know, that's kind of a rant I had is they went to the next level, Bob. And, you know, in my opinion, it's called a supercar because of the mid-engine.
Yes.
So, right? So if you and I and our customers out there, our listeners, everybody in the world wants to go buy, quote, a supercar, let's don't say Corvette now, let's say they didn't do a mid-engine, how much would a supercar mid-engine car cost us back before the Corvette came out with mid-engine. Aren't we talking a $300,000 plus dollar bill?
Well, for a Ferrari, yes, but will you be able to get in R8? R8 used to start at about $125,000. They've now crept up to closer to $150,000. I see them used every now and then for about $70,000. They make a great used vehicle, all-wheel drive Audi. But you're right, I mean, it's a supercar.
Yeah, it's a division in a class called the supercar now, Chevrolet Corvette. And truthfully, if you and I went out and bought a Chevrolet Silverado, three-quarter ton, half ton, it's going to cost us over $60,000, and it's not classified as a super truck.
Right? No, it isn't. No, that's a fact.
So
absolutely.
Are Chevrolet actually, I don't know what the number is. You can find next week, you'll probably know that more, too, from the gentleman, how many they're going to build and make to sell to all of us. But it's like, are you kidding me? Why wouldn't every, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry down the street go put an order in for a $60,000 supercar? I mean, it's like, wow, I can't even buy a regular half-ton truck for that, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true.
There is a, and are they going to make a lot of them? I don't know the number yet. You know, you'll find that out for sure next week, but it is a car that my feelings too. I'm knocking on, you know, on my head here, saying, Mark, is it time for me to buy the last front engine Corvette? Should I go buy a 2019 also and put it on the shelf in the garage? Because look at how rare that get a Grand Sport 2019 with all the options, and forget about it. Put her under the cover. You know, the last year that the front engine was built, that's going to, I mean, the price is going to skyrocket on those, too, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's, you know, just a, no question, the price is going to definitely remain very stable on the 7th generation Corvette, which was the best one that they had ever made in so many different ways. But this new mid-engine one, not only we can talk more about the mechanical side of the fence, but I'm so impressed with the interior. Well, if you chance, take a look at that interior and what they've done and some of the styling. They've taken a styling cue from Porsche and integrated it so well into that cockpit. When we come back on the other side, more with Mark Evans. We're still going to talk about the 2020 Corvette. Or if you got a mechanical question for Mark, get on board at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state of Washington is considering expanding voluntary cancellations of events and gatherings as the coronavirus continues to spread in the state. Governor Jay Inslee on CBS's Face the Nation.
Comic-Con's been postponed. We have a number of school closures. We are contemplating some next steps, particularly to protect our vulnerable populations in our nursing homes and like. and we are looking to determine whether mandatory measures are required.
The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Anthony Fauci, spoke on NBC on who needs to protect themselves.
The question is, if you're a vulnerable person, take it seriously, because particularly when you have community spread, you may not know at any given time that there are people who are infected.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. Thanks for being here. This is Bob Long. Been to the mechanic lately, and he's told you that you're going to spend over $1,000 on your vehicle, and we'd like a free over-the-air comparison check. Mark Evans, our ASE certified technician, is here to help you if you're in that predicament right now, or if you're experiencing something unusual, unusual noise, unusual smells, unusual performance. All of a sudden, a fast vehicle is pretty slow. All of a sudden, a slow vehicle is not going at all. We'd love to help you out. So, by all means, give a call in at 855-660-4261. We're talking about the Corvette, the 2020 Corvette, with Mark, as both Mark and myself are very much enamored with this vehicle, and boy, I would purchase one in a heartbeat. I love the interior, Mark. Have you had a chance to get a look inside this this eighth generation Corvette?
Yeah, pictures only, but it's sold me. You know, I really would like to order one, Bob, and they have so many different colors. I call them the M&M colors. There's so many different colors. It's like, which one would you order, you know? And I'm kind of stuck on the word of collecting, the collector's value for later, too. You know, here's another question for all of us, too, Bob. I wonder who will get 001. Who's going to get the first one? That's Jay Leno going to get the first one? I mean,
They already auctioned it off for charity, actually. They auctioned it at Barrett-Jackson in Connecticut.
Yeah, and so that one's gone. So number two is going to number three. You know, it becomes a, you know, like we said before, sometimes it's not about the money, it's about the VIN number, you know? So,
yeah.
It's going to be, I can't hardly wait to see them in the auction back at Barrett-Jackson once people bought them, owned them. driven them and want to flip them, like flip this house, flip this car, and that's going to be interesting too. But you know, remember the old Pantera, mid-engine Pantera?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
And some of our listeners might, we're talking about the word mid-engine, and means that, of course, the engine's behind you. It's not in front of you, warming your feet up anymore. It's warming the back of your neck and your head up for you now, Bob, in the winter.
That's true.
And what's the advantage? See, the one thing I want to say, though, was it a 6.2 liter?
Yep.
And it burns... not electricity. It burns our favorite fuel that makes the go pedal go fast. Fuel. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting some calls. We'll go back to talking about the Corvette, but let's see if we can help some folks out. This gentleman has been very patient. He's in Southern Illinois. He's on line one, and his name is Trey. Trey, thank you very much for being here, and how are you today? I may have lost him. So let's go to Frank, our good friend Frank in New Mexico. Frank, welcome to Auto World.
Swami?
How's it going, Frank?
Hi, Bob and Swami.
Swami's here.
Are y'all there? Can you hear me?
Can hear you great.
Hello? Hi, yeah. Frank. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, hey, Swami, I needed to ask you a real simple question as far as fuel injection cleaning. The Grand National is running rough when I really get into it after being stored all winter. And I was thinking, I've never even had any fuel cleaner in that tank. And I was wondering, as far as if I wanted to just replace those injectors, what's that, about a 3-hour to 4-hour job at a mechanic?
Oh, it's probably a little bit more, Frank. There's really no need to replace them, though. The one thing you can have done by your technician is do a
break open the rail and
tool called
the
Noid light, and they can make sure, because fuel injectors are electronically controlled. They're either on or they're off with electricity. And so the Noid light gets plugged in, and the Noid light basically flashes on every time the injector works. But back, and by testing it that way, they know that you've got a good injector. But truthfully, like you say, they sitting around, the gas turns to varnish, turns to basically goo, turns to tar, the longer it sits. So here's a product I'd recommend for Frank, not only you with Grand National, you don't drive it every day, but the folks that drive all the time, the byproduct of fuel burning is carbon. And a fuel injector is just a needle that opens and closes to let the fuel go out the nozzle. The nozzles have little holes that are smaller than the hair on our head. And so those holes get clogged up with carbon. And of course, they're inside the combustion chamber. So the best way to get all that clean is put, you know, fuel cleaner in the fuel tank, and it turns that whole tank into a chemical cleaner as it's running down the road, gets that carbon out of there. One product that is not a sponsor here or anything. I'm not endorsing it because of anything like that, but it's an
BG.
A BG, yeah, I'm endorsing it because...
Yeah, I use that on everything, but I've never put it in the Buick.
Yeah, BG, just the letters, B and the G. And it's one that has actually saved a lot of cars here in my shop from me having to take off an intake manifold and act like a dentist and actually grind and scrape the carbon out. The BG product is strong and it doesn't hurt anything. You can buy for everyday driver out there, you can buy the STP, the gum out, the Winds brand. I always buy for everyone here. I always buy the thing that says super concentrated, and I don't care what it costs
Right.
Yeah, I'm the same. I like the BG, the 44K in the tank.
Yes.
And the throttle and intake body, throttle body and intake cleaner for the throttle body single injector, like on my Nissan. That's real easy. Just put it right down there. But
yeah,
just to clean all the injectors, other than through the fuel, the tech would have to break open the fuel rail and.
Yeah,
right in there, right?
Yeah, we have a machine. Yeah, we hook up to your fuel rail. We have a machine that injects into a very toxic, very, very strong, glove-only operated chemical. Do not get it on your skin, and we push that through with our machine through your fuel injectors, and that instantly cleans everything like right now. Where a can of 44K, which is the BG fuel cleaner in the fuel tank, it might take two tanks.
Yeah, I think I'll just start out with that.
So,
you know,
sounds like a good idea.
Clean it up. It only runs, misses a little when I'm really into it at the turbo, you know, high RPM, then I can see some roughness. So I think I just need a little cleaning, like you suggest.
Yeah. And the thing, too, with the turbocharged car, you know, it sounds like you're exercising it. That means at 30 miles an hour going on the on-ramp to the freeway, you're doing 30 and then you floor it. And you're spooling up that turbo, and that's the best way for a turbo to get lubricated with, to get oil to it. And a lot of people don't do that, Frank. And if they don't floor it at 30, 35 miles an hour and floor it and get that turbo spool up, that's how it sucks in fuel, sucks in oil, excuse me, to lubricate it. So you're doing right there. You're not ever going to have to buy a turbocharger, see?
I like getting into it, especially through the quarter mile.
Isn't that a great feeling? Sitting you back in the seat and hearing that whistle, you know, of a turbo.
Yeah.
It's music to my ears. Billy Jesus gets kind of mad at me sometimes because I turn him off and I turn on the turbo.
Very good. Well, excellent question, as usual.
And I'll let you all go and clear it out for someone else.
Love to get your time with you, Frank.
Thank you so much for the call, Frank, and quick thumbs up or thumbs down on that mid-engine Corvette. Looks like he's cleared out. We'll put him in the maybe column. When we come back on the other side, we've got Trey, who's been holding for quite some time, and I made a mistake and cut him off, but he's called back, so he's up next. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free, this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right, use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Great radio stations around the world via GCNLive.com. Mark Evans is our guy. He is our ASC certified technician and has all the answers for folks who call in at 855-660-4261. As I mentioned, this gentleman has been very, very patient, and it's great to have him on the air with us. He's got a problem with his Cadillac Escalade, and the gentleman's name is Trey, joining us in Southern Illinois. Trey, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. I know it's going to be worth the wait.
Oh, absolutely. Where are you hearing us on what station?
Yeah, on,
do you
know if it's TalkStream Radio on the internet.
Oh,
I've been
fantastic.
Listening for about 7 months now, even though you've been doing it for 20 some odd years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. Well, go ahead with your question for Mark.
Okay, Mark, I'll give you a little background. I have an engine code of a P301 that is like a multi-misfire. It's got the 6.0 V8, and the first thing I did was change the spark plugs, and I noticed that the passenger side was just crisp and clean like they should be after having about 50,000 miles on them, but the driver's side, all four were sooty and rich. So I'm assuming, and I did replace the O2 sensor on that side, the driver's side, but is there anything else that I may be missing that I need to replace before I put a lot of miles on my vehicle?
Sure. Hey, thanks for listening to us and calling in. That's what a treat. I always love helping people, and I live and breathe this automotive word. And I actually was born in Peoria, Illinois, so I know the area quite well where you're back there. And this problem, this 301 code, so you know that the 6.0, of course, is a V8. And so when we scan it, it brings up a PO. It could be 301, a 302, 303. And what those numbers are, your cylinder number one, since you gave me a 301, that cylinder number one is giving you a problem. And with that said, too, it depends on the scanner. You're saying, it says multiple misfire. Well, yes. the cheaper money-wise scanner is, it can't detect down to each and every, you know, thing that might be wrong. So if it's an $89, $79, even a $159 scanner, it'll actually just say a PO-301 misfire, multiple misfire. But with that said, you do have a 301. So your problem is a cylinder number one. And with that misfire, what happens, what you got going on there is, as you said, stated, you replace the spark plugs. And they're dark and dirty black. That's the fuel running through it. A 301 is back to not, you know, to make a cylinder to operate correctly, we got to have spark and we have to have fuel. You probably, truthfully, have got a misfiring fuel injector in cylinder number one. It's not firing constantly.
Maybe it was a 300 then. Maybe it was a P300 that I had.
Okay, a 300 is a multiple misfire.
That's what it was.
Okay. Now that's a ground that's bad. And what you want to do, well, let's go back in. I'm talking as if you were sitting right here in my shop right here right now with my scan tools. I would clear that code, get rid of the code, then you and I are going to go out for a drive with that, and I'm not going to go grandma drive. I'm going to get to operating temperatures, get it up to 30 miles an hour. We're going to get on that on-ramp like we were talking earlier, and I'm going to floor that. I'm going to ask the motor to work. I'm asking it to the computer to bring up the code again for me. We're going to hope it does. If it does, I'm going to bring it back to the shop. I'm going to put my left foot on the brake, right foot on the gas. I'm going to power brake it just a little bit, and that doesn't hurt anything. I'm not going to turn tires over to try to, you know, destroy your vehicle, but just make that motor go under a minute load, and that will set the code. And we're going to hope that gives us a 301 or a 302, and that those are the cylinders now, so that helps direct us to each cylinder that's misfired. So did you happen to do that little bitty short spark plug wire? Any of those?
No, they're individually coiled, right?
Right.
Because it's an LS engine. But I think it could be the ground, because I have noticed that my oil pressure gauge just goes back and forth just a little bit. Like it could be a ground. It could be, Mark. I bet it's the ground.
Multiple misfire codes. If we come back and do all that power load and all that, and I still get 300, PO-300, and it's multiple misfire, I'm gonna shut everything down. I'm gonna go right to the battery. And even though, and this is 45 years of doing this, even though the battery terminals look good and clean, you know, those General Motors products, they're side posts. And I'm telling you, you have to literally take the post off. And when you take that side post cable off, positive usually has more corrosion on it. Can't see it. Yeah. And when you take that post off, oh my goodness, you'll see corrosion under there. And you got to clean it and just clean it all up. And then same thing with the ground. But also, you got to have the ground cable goes from the battery over to the engine block. And there's another small little black wire that is going from this hook to the black negative cable that goes over small 14 gauge. It goes over to the body. We have to make sure that's all clean and tight. But multiple misfire is definitely a ground. Now does it act like it's missing when you're loading it up and going fast?
No. This vehicle has been really good. And the sad thing is, I actually have two batteries on this vehicle because of the big stereo that somebody put in it before me.
Yeah, all the features.
Yeah, it's got two 15-inch subwoofers in the back. I don't even know why they. I don't even play them. But no, sure. I would say it is a ground because, like I said, I noticed that this oil pressure gauge should be at 60, and it clicks back and forth like it's got a loose connection. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yes, sir. That is a ground problem. Now with two batteries, you got, you know, double dose of checking the cables.
So, yeah, and I think we're there.
Yeah, and those little bolts that hold those sight in, that's only a 5/16 inch head on those little bolts. They're very small.
Yeah.
And yeah. If you're not got the right feel, you know, what I like to do, I pull those off and clean them, but when I put the wrench on, I actually go clockwise with the wrench. At the same time, I'm actually turning the cable clockwise just a little bit too, and that leaves the cable down into the head, into the bolt of the battery. But let me help you here too. Now, I don't want you disconnecting batteries on that thing without having. You have to have a special. I have them here. It's a battery. It hooks into your OBD2 connector, and it's a separate source for power. And so, you got to have that. And so, what I'm saying is, you got to have a dish. If you disconnect the batteries, your computer will be off, and it has to reset all the codes. You'll destroy your hard drive and your computer. It gives you about, so for all our listeners, it gives you about 3 times of, you know, letting you do that. And that is the General Motors did that because they know that you might, you know, your battery might go dead. You left the lights on. So you get 3 chances, but you don't want to ever do that. So you can rent them. You get just a regular jumper box, 12-volt jumper box that you help to jumpstart somebody with. That's an additional 12-volt source. And it has a plug-in in it that's like for a PowerPoint cigarette lighter type thing, you know. And you plug.
Okay.
That's your extra power source. So I plug my battery tender machine into that 12-volt auxiliary power, plug it into the OBD2 connector, and then I push the button on that little machine, and it says, okay, it has step 1, 2, and 3. And once you push the button, it goes through the step 1, 2, and 3, and it gives you the green light. Then I can go out underneath your hood and disconnect every single electrical item under that hood. What this is doing is that I'm doing like a real MD doctor. I'm actually doing a surgery on your engine and disconnecting electrical items, and the computer underneath the glove box has no idea that I'm doing it because I plugged it and kept it running through an additional 12-volt power source.
Wow,
so
Mark.
You got to do that, and if you don't, I got to tell you, I'm fixing a lot of cars just because of this. A lot of home doers are disconnecting the batteries to put a new oxygen sensor in. They're disconnecting electrical items. All I'm saying,
yeah,
and you just
exactly.
and they're not keeping the computer turned on. See, by using an additional 12-volt power source.
That's a good point.
Well, thank
Trey,
you all so much.
Well, thank you for calling in, and don't be a stranger. Please call us again.
I really enjoyed the program, Bob.
Thank you so much, Trey. And thank you, Mark Evans. We'll get you back. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.